Katie, you were sharing recently that you let your kids watch a PG-13 movie for the first time, at least under your watch.
At least under my watch, where I said, yes, you may watch it, because God knows what they... Who knows what they've been watching?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For I believe, and Jared probably knows this, or Matt, when a movie is R, it typically doesn't do as well as a PG movie.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Even the really good movies typically don't. I believe it's G is the most.
G, yeah. I mean, there's G. Probably, I looked it up one time, the top 20 worldwide movies, I think at the time, this is a couple years ago, there's only one rated R movie worldwide.
Why do you just cut out
so many people?
Yeah.
I don't know, the Matrix or something, but...
But why did they make them? Why would a producer want to say, you know what, I'm going to do a movie that's more likely not to do as well?
I know. I guess because they want to do their art. They're making their art.
Their art.
I like
it. They want to tell their story.
I'd rather it be R. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge PG person.
Well, that's why some of these movies now that are I would say most of the movies that are made for the whole family, they do it in such a creative way that the whole family can enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And where there are the jokes that go straight over the kids' heads, but the parents can enjoy it.
Yeah, but in an R movie, you never know when you're going to see a boob.
That's true.
That's exciting,
that's
right?
That's true.
Yeah, because you got, all right, Avatar. This is 1 through 10. Avatar's PG-13, Avengers Endgame, Avatar, The Way of Water, Titanic, some Chinese movies, Zha 2, I don't know, that is Star
What's
Wars.
What's Titanic's rating?
PG-13.
Okay, but there's boob in that.
There's definitely boob in that. Uh-huh.
When she's banging the homeless guy, Jack. Star Wars.
No, when she's posing, right?
Yes.
You don't see the boob when she's banging him.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah.
You just see the sweaty hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny when we broke down Titanic one day on the show, we're like, he was homeless, basically.
Mm-hmm. And was not supposed to be on the ship.
And she was engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she was cheating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, it's so sweet.
I will tell you this, believe it or not, that is my favorite movie of all time. That's not a comedy.
You
really
are standing firm on that?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
I love that movie.
Wow.
I love that. I thought it was so clever.
And
everything about it.
3 hours long.
Yeah.
Clever.
It's based on
it's
history.
Based on
what an original tale.
No, but it's clever in the way of the love story.
It was good.
Around, you know what I mean? That's what's clever about it. It's like they put it all in this personal story
they
that was going on.
It.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
They humanized a tragedy.
Yeah, they did. No, I just remember when it came out, it was the scale of that movie and how he built like basically another Titanic like for the set, James Cameron, that, I mean, you had to see it, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, that was the first movie I think ever got verklempt.
Oh, really?
It didn't really come out, but I was like, oh, I started having to think of like my cat when I have nuggets because that distracted me from getting verklempt in the movie.
Did it come out as something different? Like, did you throw up?
No, it just distracted me.
Emotions.
Did you get aroused?
Must process.
I don't know what I'm feeling. My jeans are tight. My stomach's queasy.
But I'm not crying, damn it.
I remember I was on a first date, too, so I didn't want to cry.
Jason, I am sorry.
Is that a nosebleed?
I cannot imagine you, of all people, who we know you to be in this moment.
Yeah.
Number one, sitting through a
three and
romantic,
half hour movie.
Yes, what a romantic
but it was a date.
Movie. Okay.
It was a...
Then 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And getting a little emotional. I just to know you right now.
It just hit me. I didn't know it was going to have that. So I thought it was like more about what happened to this. I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
It caught me off guard.
No, only she wasn't a redhead. It would have been so much hotter.
Were you attracted to her in any way?
A little bit because the movie was so good.
Because Rose she was lovable.
Yeah, she was.
And their love was lovable.
Until you thought about it, and it's horrible. Mm-hmm. She's cheating, and he's homeless.
You're not supposed to think about it.
You're not supposed to think about
it. But a lot of the rom-coms are that way. Or not rom-coms. Or just comedies.
Yeah.
Or,
sorry,
romantic movies.
The parts where there was very sad parts, very emotional parts, but there was those intense scenes, too. So it sparked so many different emotions.
Well, it's very well done. What was that, 97, I believe it came out? All right, so real quick, from 20 to 1, Mario Brothers, Avatar, Avengers, Barbie, Frozen 2, Top Gun, Furious 7, The Avengers, Lion King, Jurassic World, Inside Out 2, Zootopia 2, Spider-Man, Avengers Infinity War, Star Wars, Episode 7, Zha 2, Titanic, Avatar, The Way of Water, Avengers Endgame, Avatar.
So there's a lot of PG-13?
Not one is rated R. The highest rated R movie of all time.
Is it Deadpool?
Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
Remember they made a big deal about that.
Uh-huh. It was Deadpool and Wolverine, 1.3.
Yeah.
And then after that,
Is it mostly PG?
There's one radar movie in there. Then the Joker is at number 42 all time. So there's two, and it looks like there's two on this scan in the top 50 of all time. The rest are PG or PG-13.
What, is there more PG or more, well, there's no G?
Well, Lion King, what was that, G? Mm. I think there's more PG-13 because it's a lot of Avatar, a lot of Avengers.
Okay.
You get in the top 50, you have a lot of Harry Potter, like all those are in there, and Star Wars, which I think are PG-13.
Hmm. Yeah, Lion King was G.
Yeah, okay. Mostly PG-13. But R, it's like your chances aren't great.
Lion King just being G kind of blows my mind.
Yeah, that should be R.
I know.
They said the...
His dad is murdered in front of his eyes.
The remake that they did, I mean, you don't. I don't want to call it live action because it was still CGI.
Yeah.
That got bumped to PG.
Okay.
And I think that's the one that did 1.6.
So all you have to do, basically, no matter what the story is, you just have to make it animated. It could be the most devastating story of all time. But you put an anime, G.
Yeah.
They could probably start cursing all of it. F this, F that. As long as it's animated, G.
Well, you just have to go animated and then a really fun, upbeat song after.
And you're
right,
good.
Yeah.
It's all this.
Be about murder and, yeah, it doesn't matter.
They literally wrote a song about not worrying after it.
Yeah.
So you're good.
Yeah. What are you worried about? Your dad's dead. What are you worried about?
Let's tap dance.
Da, 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 da. Your uncle killed your dad and blamed you for it.
No worries.
Just don't care.
That's just walking on, and we'll be farting a little bit later. No big deal.
We eat bugs. Who cares?
This is fun. This is a fun time.
And not just now, for the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah. No worries, rest of your days. Oh, did your dad die, Simba? Are you accused of murder and on the run?
No.
I mean, I thought they were cool, but really kind of a-holes.
Yes.
Talking about, like, gaslighting.
They 100%. They're like, who cares about your life?
Your life's easy.